In a recent episode of Ask Dr. Gill, I described what a different baseline actually looks like. The morning without the worry or the scan, the conversation that you didn't replay 1,000 times in your head, the ordinary Tuesday that costs less to just show up. That's the destination. This episode is about one container designed for that work. Most people arrive at what I'm calling rewrite the signal, having already done substantial work, therapy, often very good therapy, reading, reflection, meditation, honest self-examination, and they understand their patterns precisely. But something is still running, and their ability to sort of control that and maintain that isn't there. It's not because the work is wrong, but because it's operating at a level where the underlying cause of the pattern actually lives. This episode describes what healing looks like when you reach the level of that energy of that creates the pattern. Today on Ask Dr. Gill, I'm going to talk about how to rewrite your signal. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkleman. And today on the podcast, I want to talk about why a container produces what sometimes self-directed work doesn't. And before I describe what the process is, which is 11-12 week process, it's worth answering a question underneath all of this. Why does structured work often produce something that self-directed work doesn't? And this can be, by the way, part of the process in terms of group therapy, in terms of psychedelic journeys that happen in a group setting as opposed to an individual setting. And the answer is interesting because I think there's a level matching framework that this series has been talking about. Every intervention that we do, either medical or psychological, is working at a particular level. And every pattern lives in a particular place. The work produces different results when those levels match. And there's a growing body of neuroscience research that is beginning to suggest that sometimes that the insight-based approaches often change how the brain represents a problem, but it doesn't automatically change the nervous system predictions that are going along there. And I'll give you an example. You can know, for example, if you're a veteran, that you have PTSD. You can understand that intellectually. But if someone sneaks up on you, you're going to respond in survival mode. And part of that is that our brains are wired to keep us alive. And so any of the frameworks and patterns that we have in our lives will default to the levels where survival is highest, right? So if your kid comes up and wakes you up in the middle of the night and you're the veteran, the brain program that leads to the highest level of survival is not the kid, right? Because that's the lowest threat. It's that you're in the jungle and someone is trying to kill you, right? I hope you understand that. It's that your brain will remember the most serious threat. And so oftentimes the insight of knowing you're not in the jungle is overridden by the brain. And I'll give you an example about this, another example, before I name four things. I worked with a patient I'll call Elena. She was seeing me for over a year for naturopathic care. She had a lot of insight. She was doing psychotherapy to help with her anxiety. So she understood the origins of it. And she understood, why it kept running and where it came from. And the thing about it that was interesting is the naturopathic treatments that I gave her helped calm her down. So it's not that we didn't, those things didn't help. They definitely helped. But there was still something running. And then she entered a group container for somatic work. And that's when things started to shift. And it probably more shifted in the first 6 weeks of that than the previous year of therapy and naturopathic care. And it wasn't because she learned something new. It was because there was something about the relational field that helped create a different outcome. It was because of the way she had to work with the patterns with other people that created something. And the self-directed work was important. I'm not saying it isn't, but it didn't have the same effect as that real level of interaction that was happening with other people. And that's because the patterns live oftentimes in relational experiences. Many patterns, the work needs four things that oftentimes self-directed work can't provide. It needs to be sustained. In other words, the nervous system doesn't necessarily update through one exercise. It updates through repetitive work and or even occasional interventions. Sometimes it's that intermittent piece that can update the nervous system. But it updates through repeated counter evidence with enough time that the predictive system revises itself. And oftentimes, 2-3 months of work can provide that arc. It also, I think, often needs to be relational. And that's because a lot of the wounds form in relationship. Now, sometimes, we think about relationship in terms of parents or children and that sort of thing, partners. The group container can help with that as well. The other thing is that there needs to be a physiological ground because nervous system running significantly physiologically depleted, has a lower ceiling on what the psychological work can hold. In other words, if you're completely out of balance, if you have pyral disorder, if you have untreated over or under methylation, your ability to contain whatever psychological insight you have is definitely impaired. And oftentimes what I find is that, because I've worked with a lot of schizophrenics over the years who have gotten better, and that doesn't preclude their need for therapy in many cases. But what it does is it makes therapy possible. And without that, that's the extreme example. Same with a bipolar. Addressing this isn't necessarily a detour for many people. It's a requirement to stay grounded. It's a requirement to be able to be in the space where you can engage with somebody. So, and we need to address these levels simultaneously sometimes. Patterns don't live usually just in one place. The work needs to reach all three levels to produce the results that work in one in isolation will take years to produce. So, and the 12 weeks, 11 weeks, that's not necessarily arbitrary. That's how much time often that the nervous system needs to reorganize itself. And sometimes it can be longer, but generally it's not shorter, right? It's not, there is evidence in terms of the psychedelic research that can be shorter under certain conditions, right? But here's the thing about the psychedelic research. It isn't one trip that generally helps people change. It's one trip with a pre-trip work and a post-trip work. And you need that time in between. The trip helps, but it's the prep and the processing after that is what allows for a real change to occur. So that is one of the reasons I've created Rewrite the Signal. It's an approach to design this. It's not the only approach, by the way. But the principles are built on this idea: sustained relational work at multiple levels. Over enough time, you begin to have the genuine updating to occur. And these principles are delivered through a container. And much of the work is done in between the sessions. I want to be clear about that. The container isn't a more intensive intervention. It's a different kind of work to create levels of that the previous work hasn't reached. So what does the psychological and somatic work actually do? The signal this series has been tracking is a pattern beneath the symptom. It's not the anxiety, for example. It's what the anxiety is protecting. It's not the avoidance. It's what the avoidance has been of organizing around. And the signal isn't the pattern. It's that state underneath it that is there that produces the pattern, right? So it has a specific location. It's this. I don't mean this metaphorically. I mean, we can feel it in your body. And it's where the pattern runs most strongly. And it's the context where the protection activates most automatically. And so the early weeks are oriented towards, identifying this, not the pattern in general, but where it lives in you. And this is different from insight, right? Because most people know their pattern, but do you know where it is in your body? Do you know, like, when you start to get activated, where you're feeling that in your body? Because that's where it comes first. And once you identify, you know, what's going on, we want to create the experience where the pattern operates so that we can begin to feel into where this is experiencing in our body. That's what allows the nervous system to update. It updates through encountering something that we notice and then allowing something to reorganize in that space. So this is what it can look like in practice. A participant who's learned to leave every room where conflict arose, not necessarily physically, but internally, there's a shutdown that happens before anything difficult can be said. Like that's a flooding state, right? They stayed in the room during a group session where something genuinely difficult was happening. Not because she's talked about what it felt like, but because she encountered in real time in the relational field and didn't collapse. So as you do that more and more, you begin to be able to recognize when you're getting flooded, but also you're able to be like, oh, I've had experiences where I didn't get overwhelmed and I could stay in the situation, right? Because if you just run away, that goes into the collapse and it reinforces the pattern. So somatic practices in the container are doing work at a body level. And oftentimes the relational field of the group is doing the work that you wouldn't get alone. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily mean to be interacting, right? You don't necessarily need to be interacting with other people in the group. You could be flooded and experiencing that in the group container individually, and that can be helpful for you. You begin to display competence that creates something different. So I'm going to take a quick break. And on the other end of this, I'm going to talk about the arc of this container. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome back to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkleman. And I want to go through the movements of what the rewrite the signal is about. The first is grounding, because you want to know what the pattern is very clearly. And you want to know how the signal is running that pattern as well. So some of that is repeat work, just so you know, for some people. But it's getting into a deeper layer so that you can feel the safety of what is there, right? So you kind of begin to understand what it is. The second movement is about reclaiming parts of yourself that may have been lost as a result of the pattern, right? What's interesting to me about this is that we all have beliefs, we all have wounds, we all have identities that we've accumulated over time that have organized around these patterns, right? And, you know, some of these are positive, by the way, in the sense of, you know, someone, so-and-so did something to me when I was in high school, and I'm going to show them. And you go out and you're really successful. And we tend to ignore those. And what I find is those pieces need to be reclaimed for us to find full healing. And oftentimes those pieces are what's driving underlying physical symptoms, by the way, even though you're super successful. And you kind of look at that. And the reason is that that success, or the way you got that success, is antithetical to who you are at your core. And so that's what the reclamation is about. And the third part is rewriting it. It's rewriting the signal. It's rewriting the pattern. We have prepared your body and mind to reach a level that is clearer and more you, is probably the best way to describe it. That's what the rewrite the signal is about. So the nervous system, by the way, doesn't update through understanding the threat. It updates through having something else to do its prediction on. Because the nervous system is basically a predictive market, in a sense. You're scanning what's around, and you're seeing the world in a way that is trying to predict where threats are coming from. So one thing I want to say clearly before I finish this podcast is who this is for and who this isn't for. Because, you know, rewrite the signal is not necessarily where this podcast is leading to. It's an option for people whose honest assessment told them they're ready to do a different level of work. So with that said, let me talk about who this container is for. This is for someone who's done a lot of substantial prior work, and hopefully they understand their patterns to a degree. It's not the beginning of self-examination, right? If you haven't done therapy, if you haven't tried anything, this is not the right thing for you. You understand your patterns. You've tried different things, but maybe the work hasn't taken you to where you want to be. And it's for the person who's like, yeah, there's something else I need to do to feel better. You have enough stability in your life to do deep work. You know, it's not designed for someone who's in acute crisis. It requires sufficient nervous system capacity to engage with the material without becoming flooded or destabilizing. It's not that you're not going to have stuff come up that can feel overwhelming, but it's that if that happens, you have the resources to kind of bring yourself back down relatively quickly. And if you're in active crisis, you know, addiction, unsafe living situation, suicidal ideation, stabilization is what you need first, right? And what rewrite the signal assumes is that you have a stable environment to work in. And the other thing is that you have good relational context, right? You're ready to do that kind of work in terms of relationship. If you just want an intellectual framework, this is not the right container. And that isn't a criticism. It's just that, you know, some people would rather just read a book and do things on their own. And I totally respect that, by the way. And for whatever reason, but that avoidance in terms of a relationship, this is not the right space for you, right? And here is who is may not be the right fit right now, someone who is still primarily gathering information. And if you need more understanding of a framework, more clarity about what this signal is, more precision about where the pattern is, you know, listen to the podcast, read my articles on my website. You can also check out Signal Revealed. That's a good place to start, or the Signal Lab. And then you can apply for the Rewrite the Signal. So the container is 11 weeks of group, I'll call them sessions. It's more about the material, the relationship field, the relational field to develop without becoming a demand on an already taxed system. Between the sessions, there's work that you do on your own. There's practices that engage the nervous system directly rather through, you know, more intellectual engagement. And I'm keeping the size small intentionally because too many people will dilute the experience. So it's the container is a mixture of lecture with audience participation and then interaction, right? And we'll definitely do activations during the session as well. So, you know, here's the thing I would like to say in closing. And I've done work like this for over two decades, and I'm building the container because I'm seeing people who understand things and haven't yet shifted their experience. And so this is like a next step where I can reach more people at once and not having to have them come in to the office and, you know, for me to do the neurofeedback and vitamin therapy and have them have counseling. And it's kind of a, how can we do this in a relatively easy manner? You know, as far as that goes. And we've been building a map about this for a while in the podcast, what the pattern is, what the signal is, how it lives in our body. If you haven't done this yet, I would suggest starting with the healing archetype quiz, because that's going to give you a placement in terms of where your next steps are in your healing journey. The question is whether you're ready to let the signal be rewritten. It's a different kind of work, and it requires showing up differently. It requires, you know, working at the intellectual level and then taking that into the body and allowing that to change within you. There's an alchemical process that happens. So I'm organizing to start the next container, the next cohort, September 12th. And if you are interested, go to the website and check it out. And if this is the first Ask Dr. Gill podcast you've heard, search for The Signal Beneath the Symptom in the podcast app. That's where this series began, and then go forward from there. So the question isn't whether you understand the signal, it's whether you're ready to let it be rewritten. So next week, I'm going to talk more about a little bit more about this. And again, if you haven't taken the quiz, please check it out. And if you like this podcast, please give a good review. And if you have any questions or comments, or if there's some topic you want to hear more about, send me an email. I'd really appreciate getting feedback and hearing from you about what it is you might find useful. So thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next time.